Let me ask you a question. Are you on the train? Are you on the Incredible Zabe train that has pulled out of the station? 5-0-1 in my first 2 weeks, documented right here on the Zabecast. Get to my bookie and get an account and start hammering. Come on now. It's winning season at my bookie. I don't know about you guys, but for me, a game is 10 times more exciting when you got a little bit of something on it. Doesn't have to be a ton of money. Could be 10 bucks. It's the juice. It's fun thinking, yes, I just won lunch tomorrow at Chipotle. Sometimes you got a gut feeling about a game. You're just like, I got to go with it. If you don't have gut feelings, go with me. I'm hot right now. Regardless of how you play or how you've been betting for years, get with MyBookie. MyBookie is a rock-solid place to get your sweet, sweet action on, not just the NFL, but college football now with the SEC coming back, the NBA playoffs headed towards the finals, and, of course, the Stanley Cup and a whole bunch more. Right now, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only a $10 entry, and they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. You'd be crazy not to invest in your sports knowledge with that kind of potential return. Sign up at MyBookie. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to claim your 100% deposit match all the way up to $1,000. That means if you put in $100, they'll give you another $100 to gamble with. It's easy to jumpstart your bankroll this way. NFL, NBA, and MLB, they've got it all on tap, and it's never too late to get started. So let's go. MyBookie, it's winning season now, exclusively at MyBookie.
If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe.
Today on the Zabecast, Tommy Lasorda is still alive at 93. Too bad fighting with mascots in Major League Baseball is not. Notorious J.A.Y. on a haggard Belichick, pizza debates and the best way for the world to end if it has to. All that plus a giant FTG to the president of Wells Fargo and an NFL coach. Your high test, not street legal, 30 minutes of pure me is locked and loaded. So buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Thursday, September 24, 2020. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for downloading. So, let me start with a couple emails and we'll get right to Jay because he is the star of Thursdays. This one from Luke Bears, B-A-R-E-S, Bears, Bearis. Hey, Zabe, obviously I've noticed your intro music on the Zabecast has always been Dr. Feelgood. Just wondering if you've ever seen the movie The Dirt on Netflix. If not, you're missing out. If so, please comment about it. Loyal percenter brother from another mother. Loyal percenter brother from another mother from New Berlin. Luke. Let's see. I guess he's saying loyal one percenter. I believe The Dirt is a movie about Motley Crue. Yeah. No, I definitely need to see it. I'm not a big Motley Crue fan, but I do love their music. I'm not like dedicated to Motley Crue. My buddy, Big Mikey, he is a total, do they call him a crew head? I don't a Motley Crue guy. He's been to, I think, like 50 concerts over the years. I'll check it out. I like a good band documentary. This one from Eric Brockman regarding Glenn Yunis from yesterday. Zabe, loyal one percenter who wanted to give you some feedback on Glenn after your heavy lifting to try to sell him to the listeners. For what I say, Glenn is great. Liked him the first time you had him on and every time since. Keep up the good fight on the Rona. Someone has to. There are some really slow-moving Karens out there. Hashtag more J-A-Y. Hashtag vote Solly. Sincerely, Eric Brockman. Chris Talley, yes. Yes on Eunice. If we could have less bragging and more stories. 1% or Chris in San Antonio. Thank you, Chris Talley. Good to hear from you. Yes, all these things are, you know, I've gotten a lot of feedback. A lot of people saying, some people saying that, you know, Glenn is still not their style. I will work to get more stories from Glenn. You have to just realize he sounds like this little kid who's bragging because that's the nature of his ebullient, like, kid-like voice. But he really is involved in all these things that are pretty cool, high-level stuff. And I didn't even know that he knew Danny Balin and helped set up the interview with Michael O'Keefe. That's an error on my part. I should be digging into Glenn more. Like, who do you know? Who do you know? How can I get this guy on? Help connect me. Let me get in contact with. I'm not doing any of that. I should. Not, all right. With that said, it is time for Notorious J.A.Y.
Hello.
Hello, Jay. How was your dinner tonight?
Oh, outdoors. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Now I'm sleepy.
Well, just stay awake for 30 more minutes, max.
I will attempt to.
Okay, very good. Top of the evening to you, Jay. Where did you go eat? Did you get some crabs, hun? In the last dying days of summer on the 23rd of September or not?
No, it was just outdoor pizza, which tastes better for some reason.
Really?
We eat it outdoors, yeah.
Nice.
I don't know why.
Would you eat indoors if that option was available, or are you not there yet?
Nope, because I want to tell you, I've had two people that I know in the last 2 weeks test positive with the coronavirus.
Did they have a bad go of it or just test positive?
They just tested positive.
Okay. All right. So you're still being cautious. That's fine.
I'm still being cautious, yes.
You know, nothing. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Well, where do you want to start? Unicorn throwdown on Monday night, Mahomes versus Jackson. Could be the game of the year. Who would you take if you had the chance to pick either one up in an expansion draft for the next 10 years?
This is not even a hard question. Pat Mahomes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because?
Because Lamar Jackson is still not adept at throwing the forward pass.
Okay.
I want to keep – I don't know how many times I'm going to be closing this point. I mean, when you get one-on-one coverage a lot, he looks good. But when he has to see zones and make reads a la playoffs, how good did he look?
Yeah, but that's all in the past. You're not. I mean, I'm looking to project into the future. Is there any future in which Mahomes is not that good?
No. No.
Okay.
But I just don't understand how this guy came from Texas Tech.
Well,
and we did not know. He was not on anybody's radar to be this good. And he is the best, well, even if not the best quarterback, the second best quarterback in the NFL right now. Because Russell Wilson, by the way, is really fucking good.
Is it a joke that Russell Wilson has not had any first place votes?
It's I can't believe it. And I'm
or is it appropriate given the fact that he has not had that pop year statistically? Because remember, it's a regular season vote and it's a statistic vote too.
Who would you rather have quarterbacking your team, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
Right now?
At the height of their powers.
Rodgers.
Okay. All right.
But it's close. I have tremendous respect for Wilson. I mean, I can't stand him. Great player, can't stand him. A GPCSH. I have long since come around on that. But back to Lamar Jackson. I just can't believe you're not coming around to maybe him being a really good player at some point.
No, he's a very good player, but he is going to, I think you might have said it, or somebody said it, he's going to be like Zion. He's only going to be around for 5 years.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Okay, somebody said he's going to be like Zion Williamson because his style, he doesn't know how to get down, get out of bounds, or slide. He's going to take a hit, and a la RG3,
right,
his career will come to an end, sadly.
Yeah, well, sadly. I did say that he does need to learn to get down better and more, but I think he's capable of that. I really do.
I think you either have that skill or you don't.
It's not much of a skill. It's just slide.
On sliding? If you've never played baseball, you don't know how to slide.
It's no, not true.
Oh,
Just because
Griffin couldn't learn that.
Look, RG3 didn't know how to do it, and that was embarrassing. But I think most athletes, even if they haven't played baseball, know how to slide.
I'm gonna say you poo-poo that.
Okay.
Sliding is an art.
Okay. But you're excited for the big unicorn showdown? I mean, Ravens, Chiefs, these are the two best teams in the NFL, right?
So far, yes.
So far. But you're not gonna crown their ass as Denny Green. May he rest in peace.
If you want to see Denny.
Right, exactly.
Right. It's gonna be a great game though, but will it be better, like the best game so far this season to me has been the one we saw on Sunday night. That was a great game. That was great football to watch.
That was a great game. Are you starting to get tired of the piped in noise though?
I don't even
care.
Like I watched the Steelers game on Sunday and the only time the noise is like I don't understand is when after every pass play there's not a boo or a cheer. They haven't quite got that one down yet.
Right, the guy that's touching the Madden buttons, right?
Right. Because there's as you know, there's a penalty on every pass play now.
Sure. Okay, so you want to hear my tears of a clown? I've teared the league up after two whole weeks. Ooh. I've figured it out.
Yeah, you ready? Because wait a minute, your favorite Colin Coward had the 10 best teams, the 10 best teams in football, did not have the Steelers in his top 10. That guy's a fucking moron.
Yeah, well, he and Skip Bayless, our morons, are getting paid. More on that in a second.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, yes.
All right, so here we go. My top tier is two teams. It's the Ravens and Chiefs. They're the good, the deep, the loaded, the well-coached, and with the unicorn quarterbacks.
Yes.
The second tier is good quarterback, still a threat. Packers, Saints, Niners, Seahawks. Niners, though, going to play without, it looks like, Garoppolo.
Jimmy G, yeah.
I know, but I'm giving them a pass because they were, in the Super Bowl last year.
Okay, but if there's no Jimmy G, you got to take them off.
Tier three will be more like tier 2B. Good quarterback threats, part two. Patriots, Steelers, Cowboys, Bucks, Rams.
Take the Cowboys out because their offensive line is shitty and their defensive secretary is even worse than that.
Okay.
So you got to take them. But go ahead. This is your list.
Well, no, I want the quibbling. I need the quibbling. Oh, yeah.
The Cowboys, no.
Yeah. But that's where I draw the line at those 11 teams. 5, 4, 2. That's 11, right? 5 and 4 is 9. Carry the 1 divided by the square root of pi. 11. Yes, got it. So that's it. That's
feelings on the Cardinals. You saw them up close.
Hold on.
Feelings on them.
Hold on. So I draw the red line there that says I wouldn't bet on anyone below that line to make the Super Bowl. Just make the Super Bowl. Ooh. Not win it. That's a whole nother step above. Just make it. That's my line. You got a problem with that? Because
no.
Here come the rest of the league. I'm putting the following teams in what I call the gang of interesting. The gang of interesting. These are interesting teams. The Bills, the Raiders,
yes.
Chargers, the Falcons, the Cardinals, and the Titans.
The Falcons, how is Dan Quinn still employed?
I told him, pick up the onside kick. I told him, pick it up.
But the Raiders are interesting. No,
the Ravens are in the top tier.
No, I said the Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders, yes. Sorry.
And I was going to ask you, you saw the Cardinals up close. How do they look as a team?
They're good, but they're not. I mean, look, they beat the Niners up in San Fran. They play well against them, and they beat a Red Wolf team that's very lacking in talent.
Okay.
All right.
Did you have the Giants in that list?
Oh, no. Wait till we get to the Giants. Right. That's the gang of interesting. I wouldn't bet any money that any of those teams would make the Super Bowl at this point, but that's where they are. The next tier down are the going nowheres. They're not terrible, but they're going nowhere. The Dolphins, okay. The Browns, yes. The yes. Jaguars, yes. The Broncos, the yes. Eagles, the yes. Bears, and yes. The Colts.
Yes.
Okay. Then there is the Danny Noonan. You're not good, Danny. You stink. The Ty Webb division. Panthers, Lions, Vikings, the Bengals, and the football team.
Okay. By the way, have you talked to Chark? Is he still bebopping and scatting
about Kirk Cousins? Yeah, no. Yeah. It's all quiet on the Kirk front right now.
Okay.
But you know what? They're having similar buyer's remorse with Carson Wentz in Philly. They had similar remorse on Matt Stafford in Detroit. They're probably saying the same thing about Matt Ryan in Atlanta. There's a lot of goodish quarterbacks who can't get their team to the next level. None of those guys are next level guys, it doesn't look like, to me. But Kirk is a goody-goody two-shoe who needs a perfect team around him to perform at a high level. He's got to have a running game, got to have a defense. They don't have either. They're in trouble. Then there's the utter deplorables at the bottom, Jay. The Giants, the Jets, and the Texans. Although I've been told don't put the Texans down there yet. Yes, they've lost two games, but they lost them to the Ravens and the Chiefs, the two best teams in the league. Am I wrong in putting the...
They have Pittsburgh coming up. I think they had the toughest schedule in like football history.
That's bad.
That somewhere.
Yeah, it's tough. And then they got Bill O'Brien on the sideline. While rakishly handsome, looking like a certain guy that I know, guess what? Not very sharp.
Let me ask you this. Who should be fired first? Bill O'Brien?
Adam Gase.
Gase or Matt Patricia?
Hold on. Put Adam Gase on Patricia's fat lap and launch them both. That's what should happen.
Okay.
Adam Gase. They should have fired Adam Gase after his eyeball thing the day that they hired him. Remember that? It was a nystagmus incident where his eyeballs just started rolling around in the press conference. It was really bad.
Why did he get hired? Who did he know?
Offensive guru, supposedly. Yeah.
Like Bob Quinn saying that firing Jim Caldwell at 9-7 was not good enough. I believe they have 6 wins or maybe 4 wins in the 3 years under Matt Patricia.
Right.
Okay.
It's bad. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. So there's your tears of a clown. 2 weeks. I've got the league figured out, Jay.
You got it out. Yeah. So you're going to win $1 million on bets, right?
Yeah. Well, by the way, I am a 5-0-1, and you should get your account set up at mybookie.com. $1,000 sign up. That's right. $1,000 sign up bonus if you use promo code Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Some restrictions apply on your payout. Like some people are like, oh, I got my bonus and I bet a $5 game and I won and I want the rest of the $1,000. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't work that way. If only, that'd be great. I'd be signing up under every credit card in known to man, including my mom's. But if you don't want to deal with that, then just, you know, deposit some money and start playing. They're a good, solid book. I've used them for years, and they are the official sports book of this very podcast. Let me ask you a question. Are you on the train? Are you on the Incredible Zabe train that has pulled out of the station? 5-0-1 in my first 2 weeks, documented right here on the Zabecast. Get to my bookie and get an account and start hammering. Come on now. It's winning season at my bookie. I don't know about you guys, but for me, a game is 10 times more exciting when you got a little bit of something on it. Doesn't have to be a ton of money. Could be 10 bucks. It's the juice. It's fun thinking, yes, I just won lunch tomorrow at Chipotle. Sometimes you got a gut feeling about a game. You're just like, I got to go with it. If you don't have gut feelings, go with me. I'm hot right now. Regardless of how you play or how you've been betting for years, get with MyBookie. MyBookie is a rock-solid place to get your sweet, sweet action on, not just the NFL, but college football now with the SEC coming back, the NBA playoffs headed towards the finals, and, of course, the Stanley Cup and a whole bunch more. Right now, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only a $10 entry, and they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. You'd be crazy not to invest in your sports knowledge with that kind of potential return. Sign up at MyBookie. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to claim your 100% deposit match all the way up to $1,000. That means if you put in $100, they'll give you another $100 to gamble with. It's easy to jumpstart your bankroll this way. NFL, NBA, and MLB, they've got it all on tap, and it's never too late to get started. So let's go. My bookie. It's winning season now, exclusively at my bookie. Okay. Ding, ding. Ding, ding. Moving right along. Next issue. Item number three. Belichick looking haggard. What did you make of Belichick's look today? Did you see it? It made all the rounds on Twitter. Some are saying, and I don't know if I agree with this per se, that he's still a head coach in the NFL and he has somewhat of an obligation to not look like a fucking bum at a press conference. Yay or nay?
I don't care what he looks like as long as he wins.
Okay. So if he came to the press conference shirtless.
Wouldn't care.
By the way, that sweatshirt with the sleeves cut off, it's got the holes all up in the collar area. He looks a lot like the guy from Game of Thrones, the High Septon, played by the actor, I want to say David Price. Jonathan Price, that's who it is. Do you know who Jonathan Price is?
If I watched Game of Thrones, I would have a comment that I've never seen one episode.
Okay. You ever going to watch that?
Nah.
Why not? Not into fantasy, not into dragons?
I can't get my mind to shit that never happened or never will happen. I can't get my mind around that. I'm sorry. That's one of my downfalls.
That's fine. That's fine. Jonathan Price played this religious High Septon who wore the dirtiest loincloth shirt and had totally disheveled hair. Some are saying Belichick was mirroring that. Okay, so you don't care about that?
Nah.
Okay, moving right along. Item number four. Did you hear Rory McIlroy espousing the virtues of Domino's Pizza while mic'd up for this charity event on the PGA Tour involving him, Justin Rose, Tiger Woods, and Justin Thomas? On Monday.
I actually did hear that. I heard it today. And it a little bit.
Okay.
It was funny.
Funny, or do you say, oh, you Irish lad, we've got to get you a better pizza than that?
I don't think in Ireland they have good pizza. So it's all he knows.
But he's lived in Florida forever, man. He's as American as apple pie.
I give him a pass on that. I just found it funny.
Speaking
glowingly of Domino's.
Is it wrong that anybody likes Domino's? Is it akin musically to liking Nickelback?
I was going to say, or Coldplay. It's like liking what it's
right,
like.
Or Coldplay, exactly. Here.
Overcast skies, New York pizza, man.
Yeah.
Tell you what, we're on this big Domino's kick in the
morning.
That's so good. I swear to God.
It is good.
It's like, if you're like, if you don't know what the really good local pizza place is, Domino's is like solid. Yeah.
Domino's is like solid.
Solid.
Oh, roars.
At one time, and I'm going to say this year was 86 or 87, Domino's was like, when it was like new, around here at least, it was pretty good pizza.
All right, amongst the chain joints,
does it rank?
Yes. So versus Papa John's.
No.
Versus
Papa John's is better.
Little Caesars.
It's better than Little Caesars.
Versus Pizza Hut.
The old school Pizza Hut, that was nothing better, but they've changed their formula where it's not as good as remember when you would go to Pizza Hut after Little League or something and they bring out the pizza in that sizzling hot skillet?
Oh, yeah.
That was like the best eatings ever, but they've changed it. So I'm going to say it's better than the Pizza Hut now.
You ever play the game of identify the ex-Pizza Hut restaurant? Based on the roof line,
there's one up the street. It's now like a faux joint, a faux noodle joint. But you can tell it used to be a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, because it used to be you'd go dine out for pizza, and you would wait for the pizza to be cooked and served to your table with the big old plastic cups of soda. And you're right. After Little League practice, it was the fucking bomb.
And you play Galaga.
Yes, those were good times, and they're never coming back.
No.
No, they're not. We're in a different age right now. The thing with the old school Pizza Hut was that they would just soak that crust in butter, so that when the deep dish got all fried and crispy and sort of had holes in it, it was also just riddled with butter, just soaked with butter in the pan. So good.
So I love that. In 1988, you couldn't tell me that the pan pizza was not the greatest thing ever.
It was really, really good. I'm not sure anyone else.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Other than some Chicago pizzerias, I'm not sure who else was in the pan game.
I think the Chicago pizza, I still love, if you had to give me a choice of New York or Chicago, I'm taking Chicago all day long.
Okay. Item number four, pick your poison, world ending style. Asteroid, which by the way, I included this question because there's an asteroid that's going to miss us by a little bit in the next week. Would you like the world to end if you had to choose? Asteroid, true pandemic that kills like 30% of the world. Aliens or nuclear war? Pick your world ending, Jay.
What would I rather have done, or what do
the world's ending? Which would be the funnest, least horrific way to go?
I'll take the asteroid.
One quick kasploosh.
Yeah, I'll take the asteroid. Yeah.
Did you watch any of the asteroid movies?
I
Deep Impact is one of them. Armageddon is another one.
Did watch Armageddon though? Yeah. Yes.
I mean, the science of what would happen if we ever got pelted with a big one is pretty fucking crazy. Like, you know, if it hits land, that's bad. If it hits water, it's also really bad.
But then again, I'm thinking, remember, you said, remember the movie in about, I want to say, 80, 81, 82? I believe still one of the scariest movies ever. And it was based on what would happen if there was a nuclear war between us and Russia.
Yeah.
I think it was on like ABC. I cannot remember the name of it.
Oh.
But it was like the day the world ended or something like that. That's pretty scary though, nuclear.
The day after.
That's it. Because nobody, there's no chance of survival on that one.
Well, no, you'd survive, but it would then launch into a bunch of aftershocks.
It was a movie like no other.
There we
movie,
go.
And it had a profound impact on New York. That story next.
Well, we'll
hear from people who, like you, watch the ultimate disaster movie tonight on television.
This is Eyewitness News with Mark Haynes, Ann Butler, Bill Gutch, Jerry Azar, and the Eyewitness News team.
Good evening. Here's what's happening. Most of you who watched the ABC movie The Day After are probably still feeling just a little numb right now. Maybe you discussed what you saw with your family and friends. It still leaves you, though, wondering about life, about the world, and about what you'd do if you knew the nuclear missiles were, in fact, on the way here. Well, our reporter, McGee Hickey, has been out all night gauging New York.
McGee Hickey. What is that? What is that out of...
that is so Anchorman, it's not even funny.
Exactly. Because they were afraid to watch it alone. While the TV movie was being shown, the streets of New York were a lot less crowded than usual for a Sunday night. Even in the Times Square area.
There's McGee Hickey with her big floofy hairstyle from the 1980s.
Ticket sales at some movie theaters were off by
Nah, she's kind of a dirty brunette. Dirty girl.
Home watching the day after.
Well, I had commitments and I had to go out, that's why. But I really would like to see it.
I'm at work and I'm on my lunch break right now. But my mother's home watching the movie right now.
Yeah, she'll tell me. Okay. She'll tell me how it ends. With everybody dying.
Most bars in the city show the day after on their screens. Business.
Oh my God, that's good. That's good for business.
It's been so hyped in the other areas of the media that people are just sticking home to watch it, and it's affecting us dramatically here.
Yeah.
I teach fourth grade at St. Anthony's in the Bronx, and I think that my children will want to discuss this tomorrow, and I want to make sure that I caught it.
Yeah, no, they don't want to fucking discuss it tomorrow. They want to talk about the Mets or something happy. They don't want to talk about nuclear Armageddon, for God's sakes.
Yeah, that movie in Fatal Attraction had the two most profound effects on me in movie history.
How about Aliens?
If
Aliens were to end the world, that would be a panic shitstorm, wouldn't it? But at least it might be kind of interesting because you're like, ooh, look
we
at those spaceships.
Yeah.
That, you know what? You're right. You could fight them. You could punch them in the face like Will Smith did in Independence Day. And then and then issue some pithy line afterwards after you knock out a 1,500-pound alien twice the size of you. Boom!
I'm going to change my answer to go with nuclear invasion. That's the scariest way to go.
All right. Do you know that item number five? Do you know that the DC area is getting a new area code? 771.
Jesus, that's now. When you grew up, how many area codes did you have?
Well, growing up just outside the Beltway on the mean streets of McLean, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Our area code was 703. However, if you wanted to dial anybody in and around the area, you didn't need to use no damn dial code or dial tone or not dial tone, dial code or dial tone. Can I talk tonight? No, I can't talk tonight. You didn't have to use an area code. In fact, remember the legendary Ken Beatrice on WMAL? His call-in number was what? 432 WMAL. And he never had to say an area code because it didn't matter. If you lived within the radio earshot of his show, you just dial 432-WMAL. Hi, I'd like to talk about the Redskins. Okay, you're next.
Growing up in the mean streets of Maryland, our area code forever was 301.
And then they added a 240.
No, 240-443.
Oh, and then a 443.
But 410
was
the next one, and that's when you had to dial 410 blank 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 blank.
All right, is 771 a Bama area code?
Yeah, that seems terrible. When I think of Virginia, I think of 703 and 804.
You got two prime numbers in 7 and 7 and then 1.
Yeah, 7 that just sounds terrible.
No. Have you ever wondered why there's not a 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 area code?
Oh.
Think about
why
it.
Why is that? Yeah,
I don't know. Although Solly,
who would ask about that?
Ask the internet. I'm sure it has an answer. Skip Bayless likely to get slight raise despite the Dak Prescott comments that got him close to being canceled 2 weeks ago.
I can't get angry because it's radio/TV and morons run it.
Is it under the principle of Stuart Scott, don't hate the play, I hate the game?
It's under the premise of who's ever in charge of Fox Sports is an idiot.
Right. Idiot because, notably,
there's nobody to bet against.
You're bidding. Right. What you should do is say to Bayless, hey, bud, the new number for you is $3 million, which you're going to say, shit, that's a 50% pay cut. What did I do to deserve that? Look at my ratings. I'm the face of the franchise. I'm the face of the network, blah, blah, blah. And that's when you can say as a Fox executive, yeah, but you know what, Skip? I know what's going on at ESPN. They're not adding people at $6 million a year. They're not even adding people at $3 million a year. They're like adding people maybe at 1.5. So this is a good deal for you and your warmed over toaster oven fucking takes on sports. This offer is good till the end of the day. Call us if you want to take it.
I can't. I
that's again, what they have, should say.
I can't get angry because I know how this medium works and who's in charge. We had a boss once who hired, before you got there, an unfunny comedian and a bartender for drive time. and wonder why the shit didn't work.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago. Things have changed. I think.
I love how you go. You skim across that one.
The sophistication of radio these days, Jay, is much greater. They would never hire something as ill-fated as that.
I love it. I like a rock over water. You just skim across that. That's awesome.
I know. Next item. Tommy Lasorda is 93 years old.
God damn it.
Yeah. And I was looking, they showed him and the Philly Fanatic one time in Philadelphia.
Oh, he punched him.
Yes, exactly. And the Philly Fanatic was teasing him.
Hey, man. In between innings, Tommy, he's out there as the Philly Fanatic has a stuffed mannequin of a Dodger, and Tommy's trying to get the Fanatic close. You see the...
Tommy goes and takes his four-wheeler, the Fanatic's four-wheeler, and starts to wheel it away while the Fanatic has the mannequin of Tommy Lasorda with the overstuffed belly to taunt him.
Physique of the of the mannequin. Tommy's a little bit hot, I think. And he's going to move that over now. Look at him go. Now
he chased the Fanatic. Chased the Fanatic, grabbed the mannequin, and then beat him over the head with it. Here's the main point of this, Jay. This used to happen during baseball games. Can you imagine this happening today?
Do you mean
like
mascots acting like fools or managers acting out towards mascots?
Managers participating as well.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Oh, God, no.
No, they're too fucking serious. It was baseball, advanced metrics, analytics. I don't have time. Back in the day, Tommy Lasorda's like, huh, look, the mascot for the Phillies is making fun of me. Guess what? I got time between innings here. I'm going to go walk out there and I'm going to steal it. And the guy who played the Philly Fanatic was like, okay, this is good. This is gold. Go with it. Just play along with it, which he did.
Dave Raymond is his name, by the way.
How do you know that?
Dave Raymond used to host a teen dance show in the late 80s, early 90s.
And
it
really?
It operated out of Pennsylvania, Philly, New Jersey area. And yes, his name was Dave Raymond.
Wow.
Thank you. That's okay. my one pull of the day.
That's good. That's good. I like that. All right. Did you see the giant wave that the female surfer from Brazil was able to set a record on? She apparently is like the first woman to claim the single year large wave in big wave surfing. This was off the coast of Portugal, because I guess that's where they have a big wave spot. 73.5 feet, Jay.
I wanted to say, is this a thing?
Maya Gabeira is her name. Is it a thing?
I mean, is it a sport? But then I was like,
yes, it's a sport.
It's a sport, yeah.
Why would it not be a sport?
I don't know. I don't. It's I don't know. But no, after I saw this wave, I was like, yeah, this is kind of a big deal.
Yeah. It's like, to me, it's one of the most amazing things. And good for the fact that it was a woman that did it. You know, it's a sport that you can be good at, almost equally good as men, although I don't know exactly what the differences would be. Here it is right here. Oh, sorry. I could take the audio down. I just wanted to watch it. But holy shit, these waves are insane. I can't even believe that waves this large get created anywhere on Earth, basically. But there they are.
Did you see Maya's picture?
No. She a dime piece?
Snicky.
Snickety doodah.
Snickety doodah, yes.
And they get towed in with jet skis because they can't possibly. How about just being the guy riding the jet ski, Jay, that has to, you know, time it just right and then zoom over the crest of this monster wave?
Hey, do you want that job? Nah, I'm good. Thank you. I'm okay.
Oh, it's crazy. And you know, until you, they're getting so good at the videography of this. You know, until you fuck up and get buried by a bunch of big waves, like that's the only way to get good at riding big waves. You have to get buried.
Wipe out. No.
By a bunch of them.
No.
All right, two more real quick, then we'll go to Fuck That Guy. Road Warrior Animal passes away. Joe Laurinaitis at age 60. Pour one out for Road Warrior Animal. What do you remember of him as a wrestling fan?
The greatest tag team ever, the Road Warriors.
Yeah.
The scariest things, they were huge, they were big.
Why was he called the Animal, and who was his tag team partner?
Hawk and Animal.
Hawk and Animal, okay.
I don't know why he was called Animal, but they were awesome. They were. I can't describe how awesome they were to watch on TV. When they came into the ring, none of their matches on TV lasted more than 2 minutes. Because they'd come in, kick your ass. While, by the way, the music, the Ozzy Osbourne music is playing. They were just awesome. They were awesome.
All right. And then finally, Kobe Bryant's wife, his widow, Vanessa, has apparently kicked her mother out of the house she was living in. Dirty pool or fair game if Mama Vanessa was running her mouth to the news outlets about things she didn't like regarding Vanessa and the kids? Because that's apparently the report. She was talking too much, and Vanessa's like, guess what? I warned you. You're out.
If that's the case, yes, but that is harsh. But then you got to remember, Kobe kind of, not did the same thing as parents, but he just cut them off.
Oh, yeah. Jelly Bean. Yeah, yes. I remember the late, great Ralph Wiley, who loved like I did.
Love Ralph Wiley.
Ralph would come in with me and Andy and do shows and during breaks. Actually, on the show, he's like, we were kind of shocked because the news came out that Kobe Bryant, when he married Vanessa, and they got that huge house in Orange County, inland, not the one that's off by the ocean, but this giant, it's like a Michael Jackson Disneyland ranch. And I was like, God, I can't believe, Kobe Bryant cut his dad off. And Ralph is like, man, Jelly Bean ain't with any of that shit. That wife of his and that stupid ass compound. And he was saying it in just that pure Ralph Wiley way. It was hilarious as fuck. I can't imagine doing that, though, to your own mom or your own dad.
But I have friends who haven't talked to their parents in like 20 years, and I'm like, I just don't know how that works.
I don't either.
I've never been that angry with anything they've done to harbor a grudge for more than like 10 minutes. I just shake it off and go, yeah, that's them.
Well, and I think part of it is we don't know the family dynamic, and money, Jay, as you know, injects itself into every crevice of a relationship. The more money, it's like more water that could get in there and disrupt things. How come you didn't buy me this? Why can't I get that? I think you're spending too much on that. I wouldn't get involved in that financial advisor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right?
I know a woman who, her and her mom didn't speak for so long. Her mom died and she didn't know it.
Oh, fuck.
That's what I mean. I can't operate that way.
No, I think that's hard. That's a hard way to go. Life is short and precious, and at some point, you got to bury the hatchet and find some sort of reasonable ground. So, all right, here we go with our closing music, Jay. I got a good one today. Do you need a bat second, just in case?
I'm not your new guy.
Okay.
I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who is your FTG of the week?
Wells Fargo President Charlie Scharf.
Okay.
Charlie Scharf, somebody asked him why he has not hired, why Wells Fargo is not diverse more. And he said, and I quote, there's a very limited pool of black talent to recruit from. What?
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. For banking.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds like a lot of program directors we work for. Just that stupid.
Wow.
So I was like, that was the dumbest thing I've heard in weeks. And I've heard a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah. Like, if there was an exclusively white activity that was hard to recruit black candidates for, I'd say okay. Like, give me an example of something that.
Speed skaters.
Yes, exactly. How come there's not more black guys on the speed skating team? Look, man, I've been trying, and not a lot of them out there. This is fucking banking. This is 2020.
Every college has business and finance.
Yeah. We're, as you like to say, we're in every state now, and we're in every field of business and life. By the way, did you love the uniforms they rolled out for the Air Force for the Red Tails, the Tuskegee Airmen? Did you see those?
Yes, I did love that. I hated the movie, but I loved the story.
Yeah, fucking great uniforms, and the hype video they had was really cool.
Was even better.
Yeah, yes. I love that. Okay, my fuck that guy goes to one Doug Peterson, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. A reporter said, why is Carson Wentz missing so many throws, including some that are layups? And he goes, layups? Did you ever play quarterback in the NFL? He's like, there's no layups, he says, in this league. Wrong. There's some throws that you or I, Jay, could make if we
Kirk Cousins, check down Charlie.
Not only are there some throws, if blocked right and schemed right, that you and I could throw, but certainly for a pro like Carson Wentz, some are layups. He should have just said, look, he's missed a lot of throws I had no idea he'd ever miss, but we're going to tighten it up. You know, we're going to get it better. It's not a crisis. He had to pull the card of, have you ever played quarterback? Hey, Doug, be better. My question is, did you ever play quarterback in the NFL? I saw you holding a clipboard and washing Favre's balls, but I didn't really see you play much. All right, with that, I say to Doug Peterson, fuck that guy. Jay, as always, a wonderful romp, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Very quickly, we did this whole thing without Maria Taylor and Whitlock. I'm surprised.
Let's table it for next week. Let's let the pot simmer down a bit, shall we?
Okay, good enough for me.
All right, as you like to say in Ken Beatrice style.
Bye-bye now.
All right, that'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow, Football Five Ways Friday. We got Brandon Walker back from Barstool Sports on college football, talking SEC. It's going to be great. Revel in Week 3, people, and we'll see you on Friday. Let me ask you a question. Are you on the train? Are you on the Incredible Zabe train that has pulled out of the station? 5-0-1 in my first 2 weeks, documented right here on the Zabecast. Get to my bookie and get an account and start hammering. Come on now. It's winning season at my bookie. I don't know about you guys, but for me, a game is 10 times more exciting when you got a little bit of something on it. Doesn't have to be a ton of money. Could be 10 bucks. It's the juice. It's fun thinking, yes, I just won lunch tomorrow at Chipotle. Sometimes you got a gut feeling about a game. You're just like, I got to go with it. If you don't have gut feelings, go with me. I'm hot right now. Regardless of how you play or how you've been betting for years, get with MyBookie. MyBookie is a rock-solid place to get your sweet, sweet action on, not just the NFL, but college football now with the SEC coming back, the NBA playoffs headed towards the finals, and, of course, the Stanley Cup and a whole bunch more. Right now, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only a $10 entry, and they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. You'd be crazy not to invest in your sports knowledge with that kind of potential return. Sign up at MyBookie. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to claim your 100% deposit match all the way up to $1,000. That means if you put in $100, they'll give you another $100 to gamble with. It's easy to jumpstart your bankroll this way. NFL, NBA, and MLB, they've got it all on tap, and it's never too late to get started. So let's go. MyBookie, it's winning season now, exclusively at MyBookie.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.